Hallelujah, hallelujah, why bless you, Lord, and we pray.
Baca Distribution Ministry presents Brother Julius Udelmi with faith-building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This is Brother Julius Adewumi, and I want you to listen closely to this exhortation that we are bringing to you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. In the last broadcast, we were talking about the faith of the patriarchs. We went to the faith of Abel, and we went to the faith of Enoch. And now we continue with the message about the faith of Enoch in a moment, and then go straight ahead to the faith of Noah. And I believe that if you listen closely, the Lord will bless you. There's a lot to learn in this exhortation. And God bless you. So that three aspects we need to analyze to see what makes Enoch special. And that is the type of faith we are talking about when we say faith that we walk with God and please God. It is a faith that believes the impossible. That the other people think this is impossible, but because you receive revelation from God, you are going to believe it. And the second thing is that you may be alone, and you are not afraid to be alone, walking with God all alone like an eagle. And the third aspect of faith is that, are you doing the walking? I mean, there are things that you need to be doing when you say walking with God. A walking is an effort. You've got to walk. To walk the walk that the prophets walk before you can say you please God. That is, we've got to do the deeds that Enoch was doing that pleased God. We have got to walk the walk that Enoch walked with God to be able to please God. I hope you're getting my message. That is what we're talking about. There are some deeds that needs to be done. It's not a assumption. You can't just assume that, well, I am saved, born again, I hope I will go in the rapture. This is not hoping. There are steps. You've got to be preparing for the Lord's coming. You've got to be doing the fasting and praying. You've got to be doing the worshiping and making sacrifices of praise unto God. All of those things that that prophets were doing that make them walk with God, we believers must be doing them individually, collectively, in congregations to please God. That is what we are talking about. And we will continue this particular topic in the series of broadcasts that we will be broadcasting on concerning this faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We were reading the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going through this series on faith. And we started from chapter 11 verse 1, where it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Now, listen to that. The elders, talking about the men of faith in the Old Testament, talking about the patriarchs, said they obtained a good report by faith. Now, in the last broadcast, we talked about the faith of Abel, how it distinguished itself from the faith of the walking with Cain. Cain must have come to God with a sacrifice of an evil heart. And God told us that the faith of Abel actually was the faith that came to God with a good, pure heart. That what is the state of your heart when you come before God? It's very important. The state of your heart. You go to a crusade, you go to a congregation, you go to a fellowship, or you go to a revival. Have you gone to that revival to just poke nose, to look around who has come, or to investigate to see whether God is really there? Or you go there with a heart and faith that says, I want to meet God in this fellowship. I want to receive from God in this fellowship. That is what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Okay, in the other broadcast we talk about the faith of Enoch, and I'm going to continue with that faith of Enoch. We know that Enoch was translated that he should not see death. and we started to analyze the fate of Enoch, and we said three things need to be mentioned here. When it comes to Enoch, very important, God revealed to Enoch, just as he revealed to Elijah the prophet, and God is also revealing it to us now in this end time, that if you walk with God to this mark, God is able and will take you away from this planet without seeing death. That is, God is able to keep you alive that you never die. That faith was revealed to men in that generation. Enoch was the only person that we know that got to that mark. The same faith was what Elijah got from God, and he walked with God to that pleasing point. Now, the same faith has been revealed to us, and that is what I am preaching to you. Jesus Christ mentioned it in his sermons, and a lot of people did not understand it, and I'm preaching it to you again. Christ said it in John, in the Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51. He said it to the Jews. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death." Now that is the faith of the end time. Those who will go away from this planet without seeing death, they will be people that are anchored upon that word of Jesus Christ, keeping the sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ and not to see death, because he has the power to keep us alive so that we never see physical death. I'm talking of physical death now. Don't let preachers confuse you. Don't let some unbelievers or preachers tell you that that does not mean physical death. Jesus Christ meant physical death in that utterance that I just quoted to you in Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51. Go ahead and read it through yourself. I've had cases where people say, "Well, you guys are taking a Bible verse out of context." Go read the context of that chapter yourself. Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51. If the Lord Jesus Christ said it out of context, then he meant it to be out of context. But when he mentioned it, they were arguing with him that Abraham died and all the prophets were dead. So he was talking of physical death. Now he said, if you keep his saying, not mine, his saying, the sayings of Jesus, you shall never see death. And he meant it. And that was revealed to Enoch in his generation. That is what we are talking about. That this is the measure of faith that will go away in the rapture. That is what we are trying to make you to see. Now, let's analyze the faith of Enoch. I said three things need to be identified here. In the generation of Enoch, how could anybody ever believe that they can live without dying? When just some generations passed, Adam and Eve, the first person that were created from the hand of God himself, because of the disobedience, they were made to die physically. And since then, the generations after them have been dying physically. And now the revelation comes to them, if you will keep the sayings of God, you can live forever. The multitudes of the others may say, it's impossible. It's God that is killing us. Always, if God is the one that put the curse upon mankind, you cannot beat it. That will be enough to make the rest of them to say, no, it's not possible. But what is faith? Faith that will please God is the faith that can believe in the impossible. That is what I want you to lay hold upon. The faith of Enoch was said that he pleased God. It's because he was able to believe the impossible. That is what you think is impossible. If God says he will do it, or he wants to do it, we know God can do all things, but the question is, will he do it? Now, if God said that he will do it, you've got to believe it. Now, a lot of people just do not want to accept it, that God will do it. Even when God said it with his own mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ said it. I said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now, that was an utterance that says God will do it. He will keep a man alive forever if that man will keep his sin. So now the first aspect of faith of Enoch is believe that utterance which God said that it is possible. Now the rest of the people will give some excuses why it's not possible. They will give some reasoning why it's not possible. They will say, are you greater than Adam, the fresh handmaid of God, and he died? Or are you greater than your great-great-grandfathers who are all trying to please God and they all died? But the faith that we please God is the faith that says they may all be dying. However, I believe God. It is possible. Now, after you believe that, that is believing the impossible is what we said is the first thing that characterizes Enoch. When the generation thinks it's not possible, when the technology says it's not possible, because they will have something that we can call technology in their time. However, Enoch was able to believe it. That is the faith, the first aspect of faith, believing the impossible. The next aspect of the faith of Enoch that we need to talk about, like I said in the earlier broadcast, is the fact that there will be confrontation. There will be opposition to what you are believing. There will be people that are mockers, that are mocking you. Like the Bible said, in the last days there will be mockers that will be saying, where is the promise of his return? And you have got to live above all those mockery. Because in the letters of Apostle Peter, he said the same thing, that it will be occurring also in the last times. It will be occurring in the last times, because it is always like that. He said that people will be saying the same thing, that where is the promise of his coming? In 2 Peter chapter 3, we see where Apostle Peter said the same thing. He said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. And in verse 3, he said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. There will be scoffers that do not believe, and they will want to pull you away from believing. And that is what we are talking about, that there will be scoffers. And the same thing about faith. When it comes to this faith of Enoch, there were scoffers that did not believe what Enoch was believing, and they will make things very miserable for him. That was what I'm trying to point out to you. But you have got to live above those scoffing. Now, the third aspect of faith. Another thing, when I say scoffers, it's not just people that you think are unbelievers, they laugh at you. Even those who claim to be precious may be your major problem. Just think about what is going on in this generation. A lot of revival, and right on the radio are preachers that are preaching against that same revival. A lot of praying for the sick and miracles happening here and there. And there will be so-called preachers on the radio that are knocking down all those miracles. You will know that, you have to also know that the devil has his own preachers among the bands of preachers. So don't let that confuse you. There will be confrontation like that. But what the Bible is saying, what we are trying to point to in this faith of Enoch, is the fact that Enoch lived above those coffin and above all those self-made preachers that were not sent by God, but they were there to knock down what God is trying to do. But God knows them. So the Bible said, Christ knows they that are his. And we have to remember that. So the third aspect of the faith of Enoch that we need to take close attention to is the doing of the deeds. It's one thing to believe, it's another thing to walk the walk. Think about that. The Bible said, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Well, praise the Lord, that needs to be done. And there, that is the effort that, as a believer of what you say you believe, there ought to be some activities you need to be doing to please God. Because it calls it walking with God. And that is the aspect of Enoch that we were talking about. When it comes to talking about the rapture, which we mentioned that what Enoch experienced is what we believers are expecting. A lot of people are just expecting that one day we all disappear. I'm telling you now, it's not just so. It is those that are preparing for him. The Bible said, unto them that look for his appearing, that loves his appearing, will he appear the second time. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 said this: so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, you've got to look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You've got to look for him. In fact, Christ said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. There is preparation that we need to be making to prepare for the Lord's coming. Remember the parable that the Lord Jesus Christ gave, the parable of the 10 virgins. He said 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. The foolish, they got lamps, all right, but they got no reservoir of oil. But the wise virgins, they got oil in their bottles as a reservoir for the lamp. And after they all slumbered and slept, the oil was burning. By the time the midnight cry was made, I'm just paraphrasing this parable. You can go ahead and read it in Matthew chapter 25 yourself. By the time the new midnight cry was made and they all tried to trim their lamps, the foolish virgins realized that the lamps went out. The oil was gone. But the wise were able to get new anointing. The oil represented anointing. So what we are saying then is, some were prepared, some were not prepared. It's the same thing. We are saying we are expecting the rapture, but there ought to be the walking with God. They are doing the deeds that is necessary to be preparing for the Lord. That is why we are preaching this series, to make believers that are interested in the Lord's coming to begin to do the walking. Walking with God. It's not we're not talking about grace and walk right now. We're talking about walking with God like Enoch. The Bible said Enoch walked with God and it was not, for God took him. There is some action you have to be doing. You need to be praying up. You need to be fasting. You need to be watching yourself so that you do not fall into offenses. You need to keep yourself away from the world. The Bible said that you may find you spotless and blameless. Those are the aspects of walking with God that is necessary for those who are looking for him. For the Bible even said, they that look for him must make themselves pure, even as he is pure. Okay? If we are going to be looking for the Lord's coming, you better make yourself pure as he is pure. Okay? Now, what we are talking about, the faith of Enoch then, the three aspects. The first aspect of the faith of Enoch is, Enoch was able to believe the impossible that God revealed to him. Now, when we say God revealed it to him, that is another key aspect we have to point out. It is one thing to read the literature or the books or the Bible. It is another thing for the revelation of the word to be given to you by God. Faith, or the word of God, comes by revelation. It is not a letter of the word. You can give this Bible to professors in English, educators in English, and they might be able to interpret the grammar to you. But the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, said the word of God. So it is the revelation of what did the Holy Ghost mean by what he wrote down that we are talking about. That is the revelation. Now, when I mentioned John chapter 8 verse 51, I said, Christ said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now, we know he was talking about physical death. Now, that has to be revealed to you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is possible for you as an individual believer to keep the sayings of Jesus with his help. Now, it's not your work, but it has to be his help. But you've got to believe it, that you can please him by keeping that sin and not see physical death with his help, like I said. Now, it's looking for who will believe this. Remember, Jesus Christ came to raise up Lazarus, and he met Martha, the sister of Lazarus, and Lazarus, and that was in John chapter 11. And Martha said she believed, but Jesus Christ said, your brother shall rise again. Now, Jesus Christ put a very important clause in that statement that he made before Martha. In John chapter 11, I will read it to you again just to qualify what I mean by saying, Christ put a question mark. He said, do you believe this? The same thing I'm just pointing out to you. When it comes to what Christ said in John chapter 8 verse 51, when he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. That was basic statement from the Lord. However, it's a question mark to you and to me. Do you believe this? A lot of people don't believe it. A lot of people think it didn't mean the physical death. And there will be a lot of arguments, theological arguments on that. That is nonsense. But it is the revelation from the Holy Ghost to you that you must get. And when you get the revelation, then walk with that revelation. In John chapter 11, when Jesus Christ came to Bethany to raise up Lazarus, the statement he gave to Martha in verse 25 is what I want you to take close attention. Jesus Christ told Martha here, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Now, a lot of theologians will tell you he was not talking about physical death there. But we know this is referring to physical death because he has just come to raise somebody who died physically. Now, Christ said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Now, he put a question mark on that. Believeth thou this? So it's not a general, it's not a blanket statement for every believer not to die physically. That is the key thing. He has not given us a blanket statement that you will not die physically if you believe in Jesus Christ. He is saying, believeth thou this. You've got to believe in that aspect of Christ's power. It's the same thing with healing of your body. Christ has the power to heal the sick. Yeah. Christ has given us power that by his stripes we were healed. Yes. However, do you believe that promise so that you as a person can claim the healing of your body when Satan attacked your body with sickness or disease? That is what we are talking about. He has not given us a blanket statement that once you are a believer, automatically you will not fall sick anymore forever. He never said that. It is a matter of, do you believe in his promise? Do you believe in his provision? He has provided this. Now use your faith to claim it. The same thing with this. He has made it possible for us never to die physically if we can believe it. So that was why Christ put the question mark after the statement to Martha. Believe thou this. Well, you can know what Martha believed. He said, yeah, I believe. She just quoted to you, to Jesus Christ, the what you call Apostles' Creed. Like in many churches, they have their what they call faith testimonies, or what they call, this is how much they believe. We believe in this, we believe in that, we believe in that, and period, that's all they believe. And Martha just told you exactly what she believed. She said, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Period. Well, that was good. However, that was not enough. Praise the Lord, that was not enough, because we know that Martha died physically, but Christ was talking about much more than this. And you've got to believe the next step, and believe the next utterance, and believe the next utterance. Christ has brought great things for mankind. He has not just brought salvation, which is what the bulk of believers are resting upon, salvation from sin. What about the rest of the story? Christ has brought the rest of the story. Deliverance from sicknesses that followed sin, but also by faith. Deliverance from physical death also, which came through sin, but it has to come by the same faith. You get it by your faith in this utterance of Jesus, in keeping his sayings, so that you never see that physical death. So what we are saying is very important, that the faith of Enoch is the faith of them that we believe this and go in the rapture. they've got to believe this to go in the rapture. That's what I'm trying to make you to see. You've got to believe like Enoch believed and walk with God. He believed the impossible when the rest of the crowd just didn't think it's possible, because they were making others to think God is the one killing mankind. How can you ever believe that you can beat that death? But Enoch was able to believe it, that God was not killing mankind. Of course, the curse came from God, but it was Satan that was implementing the curse. It was the devil who was implementing the curse. But Jesus Christ said he has the power to keep us alive. He has the same reason why Christ has come. He took away the keys of death and of hell from Satan. Now you can follow Christ and claim this promise by faith. Believest thou this? That's what Christ said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. You've got to believe that message, that utterance of Jesus, that you can live and not die physically by keeping the sayings of Jesus. And that is what we are talking about. Praise ye the Lord. Now, that was the faith of Enoch. And we're going to go now to the next patriarch in the scriptures. In verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, in verse 7, we're going to the faith of somebody else, talking about Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, we all know the story of Noah. Now, but this is summarized here for us to see what faith really means. Here, the Bible said, Noah condemned the world by believing.
Praise the Lord. I would like to break in right now. Like we were saying, faith is very important. And we believe that the Lord has blessed you with this exhortation. And this has been the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046. And if you have access to the internet, our internet address is gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. You can read all our literature on the internet freely, and you can even listen to some of our tape recording on the internet if you have the audio card on your computer. And if you write to us, we shall send you some literature that will give you some more edification concerning faith. The Lord is coming soon. And one of the things we need to begin to do to prepare for the Lord's coming is praying and fasting and believing. And believing the impossible, you've got to do the works and walk the walk that the prophets walk to please God. This has been Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046. God bless you.